My instinct right now is we'll see.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, I like Robert Sala's instincts.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I think the reason why he's leaving any room for changing that is if Rodgers says to him, my first snaps shouldn't be against Nick Bosa in San Francisco.
Earlier on the show, Academy Award winner Matt Damon, Hall of Fame broadcaster Jim Lampley, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, actor John Owen Lowe. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All righty, everybody. Welcome to hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air, right here on the Roku channel and this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. We say hello to anybody out there who's listening to us on our podcast version of the show. We appreciate all 3 hours being taken in by you in that fashion. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours of this show, that's a nice backstop, is to listen to us. If you want to see what you may have missed, well, the Roku channel, channel 210 on the Roku channel, we re-air all the way through to tomorrow's show, and we greatly appreciate that. You take us in that way. There's our YouTube channel as well. We're closing in on 800,000 subscribers there, so we're greatly appreciative of that. I just had a nice chat with John Owen Lowe in our green room. The show Unstable, available for streaming tomorrow, only on Netflix at season two. You can watch all season one right now. And we talked about it with Rob Lowe, his dad, who is in the show playing John's dad. So typecasting right there. It'll be a great chat. Chat with John when he comes out here in about 20 minutes time. Jim Lampley, what a chat with Jim about some of his greatest boxing moments. Tom Pelissero just left us. Also, in hour number one, we had a chat with Matt Damon. So, lots going on in our neighborhood.
Boom!
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, you know, I like being right a lot.
You've mentioned that before.
Chris Brockman loves being right more than me.
Probably.
He's been talking about how the Chiefs are going to have, in the Overreaction Monday podcast on Monday that came out, and you can check that out. One of his items up for bids for me to decide whether it's an overreaction or not, seeing Xavier Worthy catch all these passes in 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s and shorts. And same thing with Hollywood Brown coming to this mix. He said, and I'm not exaggerating here, that Worthy and Brown will be the top wide receiver duo in the NFL this year.
I call that an
overreaction. But to hear Tom Pelissero say that he thinks this Chiefs team is better than the previous two and has a faster offense than the Dolphins, based on what he saw, leads Chris to sit here and say he might be right, even when Overreaction Monday subject matters are supposed to be over the top.
This is true.
But you like hearing that.
I was doing something and I heard that go.
I know you stopped. I looked over at you as soon as he said that. Let me just tell everybody this. If the Chiefs are faster than the Dolphins this year,
come on, what are we doing?
Let's just talk about 2025. You know? Because the defense is not going to be worse. The defense will be just as good. And if that offense is better because suddenly the take the top of the defense era of the Chiefs that was so dominant when Tyreek Hill was the guy doing it, and they now have multiple guys doing it, and Kelsey's still Kelsey, and Pacheco's even better, and Mahomes is Mahomes, or he's even better. Good night, nurse.
Remember not that long ago when LeBron went back to Cleveland, and then every year it was like, all right, well, it's going to be the Warriors and the Cavs, and like, why are we playing the regular season? Doesn't seem like it's all right, it's the Chiefs, coming out of the NFC?
That's the NBA, man. The NFL is a different beast.
Well, except that we had it for basically 20 years with New England. It was like, all right, New England's going to make it, and who's going to make it? Now it's Kansas City, and now who's going to make
it's coming
out
the NFC?
You knew New England was
here. If you're saying that the Chiefs have supplanted the Brady Patriots.
Well, I think there's no question.
I don't think there's any question about it.
That's happened now.
I don't think there's any question about it.
Who comes out of the NFC? It's like the Niners again, the Eagles.
Right. You mean all-time great quarterback hooked up to a coach who's also going to the Hall of Fame with a difference-making tight end wearing 87? I've seen that movie before. That's what you're saying to me. With a defense that is balling out in a way that you think, well, that can't be the best side of the football there with the quarterback.
Right.
So, yeah, I've seen the movie before, if that's what you're saying.
You like the sequel or the original?
Well, no, and the Patriots are the last team to have a chance to three-peat. And they got as far as the divisional round, and we'll see what the Chiefs do this year. Nick in Ontario, Canada, has been hanging on for 2 hours out now. Winter. What's going on, Nicholas? You there?
How you doing, guys? After following Tommy P, I got a shout-out to the studio, I guess. How's everyone doing?
Hey!
What up, Nick?
I'd love to go around the room. I've called in a few times, but I've never actually spoken to Del Tuvo.
Hey!
He's hardly here, Nick.
I was in Ontario a couple times. Windsor.
Nick, this is a good time to get in. This is a good time to get in by talking to Del Tuvo because he is spending his spare time during show hours purging his Instagram followership. So, I mean, now's a good time to get in because he needs he needs somebody who's going to get him to 450 likes. You know? He's cutting all of his his must-haves.
My dad's a sound guy, so it's good to talk to another one.
Nice,
what do you want? What do you want to do, Nick? What do you want to talk about here today?
I want to do the Falcons win-loss.
How about this? Yeah. A Canadian chiming in on how the Falcons are going to do this year. We're kind of full circle. That's when we started the show with Arthur Blank talking about how he gave the full approval to drafting a 24-year-old quarterback rookie this past spring. Hit it. Here's the music. Nick in Ontario, what happens when the Steelers walk in to the building to kick off the season?
We're going to pack up the Steelers and that mustache in a box and send it back to Pittsburgh.
Okay, that's an Arthur Smith slagging right there to kick things off with a bit of bile at the Eagles on a Monday night.
That will be the NFL's reintroduction of Grady Jarrett. That's two wins, Rich.
Now the Chiefs coming.
That one. My daughter's a Swiftie. Her boyfriend's a bandwagon Chiefs fan. So we'll probably lose that one, unfortunately.
Okay. Had no idea there was something personal going on here. 2-1.
Every time.
Home for the Saints.
Yeah. We're going to turn Carr into a jalopy. That's going to be a sweep this year.
Nice turn of the phrase. 3-1. Home for the Bucks on a Thursday night. Short week.
Matt Ryan. Ring of Honor game. That's going to be a blowout for the Falcons.
4-1 at the Panthers.
That's another win.
5-1 home for the Seahawks.
That's going to be a tight one. We always play the Seahawks tough. I'll probably give them a loss there just because we're not going to win them all up.
5-2 at the Bucks.
That's another win. We're sweeping the South.
6-2 home for the Cowboys.
I'm hoping to go to this game, but Geez, I don't know. Can it be a tie?
Nope.
All right, then we're going to win.
It's called the win-loss game, sir.
I know.
All right, here we go. Let's finish up strong. 7-2 at the Saints.
Sweep. That's the sweep.
8-2 at the Broncos.
I can't stand Sean Payton. We'll take that one.
9-2 off the bye, home for the Chargers.
Oh, this, I think, is going to be a Super Bowl preview, Rich. We'll lose that one.
9-3 at the Vikings. Kirk Cousins goes home.
We'll take it, big time.
10-3 at the Raiders on a Monday night.
We'll take that, too.
11-3 home for the Giants.
The Giants? We'll take it, why not?
12-3 at the Commanders.
Yeah, Dan Quinn revenge game. We'll take that one, too.
13-3 home for the Panthers. You say they sweep, so that's 14-3. Nick in Ontario. Very, very glass half fully of you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for the call, Nick. There you go. Nick in Ontario. 14-3. That's a lot.
Can I redo the Cowboys after all this?
You may, if you wish.
Yeah, I'm sticking with
Zach
it.
Zach wants to chime in from Japan.
Oh, okay.
He must have an agenda. If he's what time is it there, Zach?
It is 3 a.m.
Wow. So you've got something on your mind. If at 3 in the morning, you're like, I got to talk to Rich and the guys about something. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, Rich, it's been a while since I called in. I called in maybe a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Been a while because of some embarrassment. Brockman originally asked me if I was doing a bit. I just want to say I'd never do that. This is an Emmy-nominated show.
Thank you.
Way too much respect for that.
Thank you.
Would never do that. Mm-hmm. I honestly just fall asleep. But as it pertains to my Tennessee Titans, got to be the most disrespected team in all sports. On your show alone, Brockman and TJ both dissed D-Hop coming to us. Didn't like that very much.
I did.
Both of your coaches were on the hot seat, and, you know, TJ, your coach is still in the hot seat.
Well, Zach, I don't know if you're aware, but the win-loss game, like the one we just played with the caller in front of you, anytime somebody's team is playing the Titans, they give their team a win over the Titans, literally every time.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. It's like we're the Detroit Pistons on everybody's schedule. Like, we're the easy win. It's like, well, what is that about?
Well, I don't know because, you know, we had Jeffrey Simmons in studio last month. We also had, I had my top five sleeper teams of the 2024, and I put the Titans top of the list. So, Zach, you and I are seeing eye to eye.
You did that, but I noticed you also said we weren't going to make the playoffs. So, like, it was a really backhanded compliment.
No. Zach in Japan.
Zach turned to Frank Costanza. I got other problems with you people. I'm going to wait till 3 a.m. to tell you about
it. Okay. All right, Zach.
Zach, do you want to play the win-loss game?
If you have time, Rich, I would love to play the win-loss
game.
Yes.
Home of the rising sun.
Come on.
All right, indeed.
Am I the first one?
No, you're not. There's three of you. You're the fourth. Okay. You're the fourth. Okay. Come on, Zach. It's not, you know, you're this is a narrative now. Like, let's bust out of it. What happens when you go visit the Bears? Week one.
Win. No opening wins for Pain and Nails.
Home for the Jets.
That's a win.
2-0, home for the Packers.
That's a loss. We'll
2-1 at the Dolphins on a Monday night. Can you do it again?
Yeah, we'll do it again.
3-1 off the bye, home for the Colts.
Win.
4-1 at the Bills.
That's a win.
5-1 at the Lions.
We'll take that one. That's a loss.
Okay.
I like Jared Goff.
No. All right. 5-2, home for the Patriots.
Win.
6-2 at the Chargers.
Win.
7-2, home for the Vikings.
Win.
8-2 at the Texans.
I like CJ Stroud. That's a win, actually, though. No, take a win.
9-2 at the Commanders.
Win.
10-2, home for the Jaguars.
We'll take a loss. Take a loss there.
Okay, that's
10-3, home for the Bengals.
We always have a weird win, weird loss at home, rather.
10-3, home for the Bengals.
Win.
11-3 at the Colts.
Win.
12-3 at the Jaguars.
Take a loss there.
12-4, home for the Texans.
Win.
13-4, Tennessee Titans. Zach in Japan says the Titans are underrated and have been disrespected, and I think he personally from Japan
very disrespected.
Has reversed the trend. Thank you, Zach. There you go.
We're gonna do it.
Thanks for calling, Zach.
You got it.
Thanks, Zach.
And enjoy your mushroom sushi.
Get some sleep if you think it must be delirious.
Listen, I think they're a sleeper team, but 13-4 is above what I think they will do.
Maybe slightly.
I think sleeper team 10-7 would be what I'm talking about. 9-8 is what a couple of other Titan fans have chimed in, and that would put them in the realm of playing for the seventh and final playoff spot. I think towards the end of December. How about that?
All I know, Rich, is I saw a video on Twitter. I couldn't hear it. That Jeffrey Simmons went off on
a local radio host or something like that.
You people don't want those problems. You don't want Jeffrey Simmons.
Their win total is 6.5.
He just doubled him.
Wake up. Be realistic, people. 7-10 is a huge win this year.
You want to tell Jeffrey Simmons that, Chris? Because I'm not.
Well, no, he was here. So, I mean, I thought he was coming back
again.
In the next
again,
week or so,
again,
like.
Again. Jeffrey Simmons is a guy you don't want to mess with or trifle with, and that's why he is circled by offensive coordinators and offensive line coaches all the time, and for good reason. You know, they got arguably the best free agent, even though he wasn't a free agent. The Chiefs were essentially saying, who wants him? L'Jarius Sneed. on defense. Jamal Adams, the prez, is trying to, you know, create a new administration there like previous ones. And those are just three big-name players that you have on defense. And offensively, one of the best receiver rooms nobody's talking about. And a coach who comes from the McVay tree, and his dad is one of the best offensive line coaches ever. And he's there coaching up the line to protect Will Levis and hand it off to two dynamic guys in Pollard and Sharp. That's why I'm sitting here thinking, okay, that sounds like a sleeper team to me. That ain't bad. You can go in a battle with that. 13-4. Maybe. In Japan. I say that with the ultimate respect. Mike, 13-4 is a lot.
Mike, I'll eat your shoe if the
Titans
go 13-4. I'll eat my own shoe.
All right.
If they go 13-4.
That'll be a great segment.
I'm rooting for the Titans all of a sudden.
13-4.
I mean, 13-4.
Caught me with that one.
Let's go.
All right. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The Jets have spoken, Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson, about some of their animated conversations that have been caught by cell phone wielding reporters and fans at the Jets training camp. We'll hit on that. And what Hard Knocks kind of revealed last night. But we take a break. John Owen Lowe is in our green room. It's time for him to come on out here. Netflix's Unstable Season 2, available for streaming tomorrow. And if you want to binge all of Season 1, you could do so. But check out John here next. Rich Eisen here for Sleep Number. They say opposites attract, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is the best bed for couples. I can confirm exactly that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. You can choose what's right for you whenever you like. If you like a bed that feels firm but they want soft, Sleep Number does that. You want to sleep cooler while they like to feel warm, Sleep Number does that too. You have to feel it to believe it. Find the bed that's perfect for both of you only at a Sleep Number store. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, Sleep Number smart beds starting at $999. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back on the Roku channel with the radio audience, all one happy family. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by for our radio audience. We just showed you a clip of Season 2 of Unstable, streaming tomorrow on Netflix. And we had Rob Lowe here a couple weeks ago talking about it. And John Owen Lowe is here on the Rich Eisen Show to discuss it right here as well. I would say it's good to see you, but we met a long time ago, and I'm kind of blown away by this moment, to be honest with you.
I'm humbled to be here, and I'll have you know, wanted to tell this story. We were at a holiday party in Malibu.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, without saying who's there, it's one of those who's who parties. There's a lot of fancy, fun people I think people could be starstruck by. And I remember grabbing my dad and being like, I don't want to curse on the show. Can I, holy, you know,
yeah.
S word.
Yeah.
That's Rich Eisen. He was like, oh, and he knew every night I fell asleep to the NFL Network. Every single night for years. And yeah. It was you and Prime and the rest of the crew.
Yeah, Mooch. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah, my God. This is like legitimately formative years of my life. And so you were who I was the most starstruck by at this party. And then we came over and said hi.
Well, you're cool to say that. And I do remember because I think we were just chopping it up about, because if I'm not mistaken, the Hollywood party was like New Year's or like that, right? So the playoffs were hitting and we were just talking football and fantasy as well, all fantasy, of that business.
I was trying to get tips from you. I remember that.
Yep.
And I was a diehard Peyton Manning fan growing up. So I was, following the Colts and then the Broncos, and we were talking about, I think like who they were drafting that year. And
right.
I used to be in the thick of it. Now I'm more of a relaxed sports fan. Back in the day, it was very intense. It consumed a lot of my life and created a lot of anxiety for me when my teams didn't win. And I've since learned to sort of just enjoy the sports.
Well, you're a working paid professional actor now, John.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Back
in the time for that.
Back then, you were just, a kid who just was falling asleep to NFL Network, which I greatly appreciate you choosing.
How sweet does that sound, right?
It is great. It took me a while to get used to that being a compliment. Like, hey, I fall asleep to you all the time. And that's not, usually what you want to hear.
For me, that's the highest compliment I can give. I'm dead serious. That is when I'm at most peace with whatever content I'm consuming. So that is a high compliment.
And by the way, I'm not surprised to hear that you're a Peyton Manning fan, because in the history of this show, before we did this show, starting 10 years ago, we did a podcast version of this show. Oh. And your dad was a guest on that. If you remember, didn't he say that he heard Peyton Manning was leaving
really
the Colts?
Even,
and that was a... He got like...
Stirred up.
48 hours of sports talk fame, your dad.
Oh, in my that was a disastrous moment in my household. He was Peyton Manning was my hero. Still, I mean, I still love Peyton.
Why not?
Manning. But like when you're a kid, that's that was my guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know who my dad's source was or whatever it was. My dad always likes to think he's in the middle of everything always, like even politics or sports. He's got sources everywhere. I have no idea who they are. They're probably not real. And he tweeted like hearing from my source that like Peyton might be done here. Mind you, he was not done. He won another Super Bowl. That went to two. And I think there's a story of somewhere of Peyton being like, I didn't think Soda Pop Curtis would announce my retirement.
I remember that. Yeah. That's right, because he said Manning was going to announce his retirement with the neck.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what it was.
I found the tweet.
Oh, okay. God.
January 18th, 2012.
Oof.
Wow.
Hearing my fave, number 18, Peyton Manning will not return to NFL. Wow. Hashtag Colts.
I think my favorite part is hashtag Colts. Like just a man that does not really know how to use the internet.
Well, again, this was also 2012, man.
2012.
That's a dozen years ago.
It's a long time. And Peyton had a very long career after
that,
too.
Did.
So, so my dad was not.
Yes,
right.
He did. So do you still play fantasy or you don't do that anymore?
I still play fantasy. Okay. I am in a more relaxed league than I used to be. I'm actually in a league with some writers that I've worked with and some I like doing it with. Other entertainment folks, because they seem to have the same level of knowledge that I have and the same, time and access to things. I haven't liked being in leagues where people have hours to study draft boards. I like the ones where you pop in and you're like, oh, my buddy's auto drafting this year. That's good to know.
Yes.
The whole draft. That's nice for me. I'm not going to be last.
You like that sort of stuff,
I love that. I want a little leg up,
Yeah,
I don't
want to
get my butt kicked every year.
But it's all luck. You know what I mean?
It is luck, right?
Well, certainly I like to say that because everybody assumes any fantasy league that I'm in, I should be winning and dominating.
Correct.
And I like to point out there's luck involved.
Okay, good. Yes.
You know what I mean?
I have won. I've been playing fantasy football for probably over 10 years, and I think I've won 3 or 4 times.
Damn,
so
man.
That feels nice. Yeah.
How many times have you won over there?
Well, I went back-to-back in my main league. And it's the only 2 times I've ever won in 25 years.
How long ago was that?
It was 16, 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, TJ? Have you ever won?
Three out of 25 years.
Oh, well.
I've, I've won once in the league that I want to win in the worst way. And it's coming up on 10 years.
Oh, no. And it's bad.
It's my poker league. So it's once a week I see these guys, and the amount of crap that I get, it is infuriating.
Do you have anything you have to do if you come in dead last?
No, we don't. We don't have one of those. Do you?
We used to. We used to. At one point, we humored doing the, like, 24 hours in a fast food restaurant one that I've seen online.
Yes.
But we're all too vain for that. Fortunately, again, entertainment folks, like, we're like, we can't do that. That's, you know, I gotta stay in shape.
I hear you. I got you. John Owen Lowe here on The Rich Eisen Show. Unstable. Season 2 is going to start streaming tomorrow on Netflix. You can watch all of season 1 right now. When did you know you wanted to be an actor? Literally all along or no?
No, quite the opposite, honestly. I grew up, I thought I wanted to be a scientist for a long time. I worked my summers in high school in a stem cell biology research lab at UCSF.
Say what the what?
Yeah, I know. I literally worked in molecular biology, culturing stem cells for cancer research. And that's what I thought I wanted to do. And then when I went to Stanford, I thought I was going to study science there and pivoted at some point because I was, you know, I had loved writing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be, truthfully, I think I was discouraged by the idea of following in my dad's footsteps. That kind of spooked me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, well, writing is different enough. And so I started to explore a career in that and was writing before I was acting. And then sort of the acting came too. And now all of a sudden now I'm on a show with my dad. So I've not done a good job.
But you've totally gone in that direction, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Look, I think I don't know if I could do it just acting, but I love the sort of diversity of expression I get through writing. I write on the show. I'm executive producer on it. So I get to help behind the scenes in that regard. And, and acting really, they all scratch different itches. So I feel very fortunate, you know.
Do you miss the science?
I do.
By the way, I've never asked a guest that.
Do I miss the science?
You're the first one in 10 years.
You know what? I've asked that question. I like coming here for a first.
Thank you, sir.
I do miss the science at times. I miss feeling, look, the job of acting and writing and creating content is so fun and so special. And of course it matters, but like there's a different type of mattering when you're in a lab, you know, trying to break cancer research.
Yeah.
That has a different potency.
Yes.
So I do miss that and feeling, you know, that feeling when you're around it, but you know, the show takes place in a lab. So
yeah,
it's close enough.
There you go. That's you're on the periphery of the outskirts of the galaxy.
It's
of
basically
it.
The same thing
for sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. John Owen Lowe here. Now listen, I don't normally ask questions like the one I'm about to ask you, but your dad insisted that I ask you this question. And instead of me asking this question, I'm going to replay your father sitting in that chair a couple weeks ago, imploring me to ask you this question.
I have a feeling I know what the question is.
All right, roll it, please. You got John Owen here in a couple of weeks.
You've got to give my son a lot of... Do a gotcha interview with him, old school.
Like what do you mean?
Like, you know, you sit in, then you just hammer him with tough questions.
Like what?
I don't know. We should think of stuff.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like,
I know. Ask him about his dating life.
Oh, come on.
I never ask him.
You have to because he won't tell me. How about this? Say, your dad asked me.
Yes.
To ask you about your dating life and watch him melt.
Want this to happen.
But you want the lowdown or something? Like he's not sharing enough with you?
He doesn't share anything with me about that.
Shameful.
And the other thing is, you know, we got to build him up. I mean, to be a good guest, you have to learn trial by error.
Okay, good. Nice. Build him up by breaking him down.
That's right.
There you go.
That was sweet. You know, you can tell my dad that. Thank you. Yeah, give it up.
Well, tell him yourself. There's a microphone in front of you.
Yeah, Rob. First of all, he is not invited into the conversation about my dating life.
Yeah.
He will be when I deem that appropriate, but I have boundaries through many years of therapy. And so my family, I love my dad so much. He's like one of my best friends, but he sort of caps out at best friend. When you get into the dad territory, that's when I go to my mom. My mom is the parent. My dad is friend, and I like to tell him this. I tell him this to his face, but I will say it live with you.
Yes.
That he, I believe that sort of around the age when you get very famous, if you're young, it sort of stunts your emotional growth. So I believe that my dad is sort of forever 18 years old. And I truly, like psychologically, I think this may be a valid theory. And so I think he's stunted forever at 18. So he's got the EQ of an 18-year-old. So makes sense that he'd come on a talk show and try to get personal information about his son's dating life.
But he's also trying to hone you into a bona fide, like your father, A++++. Talk show guest. He's trying to hone your skill set. That's what he's saying there.
That's a very sweet perspective on what you just heard. I think that's nice. But
no, I picked up on that part at the end to kind of cover. So are you saying you inform your mom about your dating life, but not your dad?
No,
not to split household here. Yeah, but
now you are asking the hard hitting questions. You actually listen to him, man. No. I mean, I just if I need sort of emotional advice, yes, I'm going to mom. If I'm looking for a good time or hang, I'm going to dad. But dating, anything dating oriented, they both know that, you know, they're invited into that conversation when I decide.
So pound sand is the hashtag
pound
of this
sand,
video.
Baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Very good. All right. So you didn't melt. I mean, like, you didn't melt.
No. I've had, again, you know, I've had enough therapy paid for by them that I won't be melting. No, he knows better than that.
Fantastic. All right. So what's the first movie of your dad's that you ever watched?
So, you know, this is a contentious topic for us because I have not seen, I'm not super familiar with his entire filmography, which is incredibly insulting to him.
Okay.
But the first one I ever watched was probably Austin Powers 2.
Okay.
Right? Which I'm a fan of. I'm willing to give him some props. I think.
You're not going 80s. You didn't see an 80s.
So this is why he's upset. I think he has a particular fondness of that sort of St. Elmo's Fire, About Last Night. I know there's other ones.
Outsiders.
I've seen The Outsiders, but that is mandatory viewing in middle school and most schools. Yes. So
reading the book as well.
And reading the book, which let me tell you something, is not fun when you are in whatever, seventh grade, and you read the book and like it's kind of the girls seem to be like have a crush on these like greaser type people. And then you watch the movie and my dad's shirtless in it. And like I do remember just being like, this isn't a normal thing kids have to go through. Yes. Other girls being like,
as a son of a French teacher, I can confirm that.
This is why I'm in the chair. This is why I'm here, you know, is because I've lived this enough trauma to be funny, you know?
So first was Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Austin Powers. Funny comedies. That's sort of what it was. And then, I have not, I've still, the ones he's mad about is I haven't seen About Last Night, St. Elmo's Fire, or The West Wing. He's very mad about that.
You haven't seen an episode of The West Wing either, huh?
I haven't. It's hard for me to watch stuff that he's in. It takes me out of the reality of what I'm watching. You know, it's just my dad on screen.
I get it.
So no Young Blood, no Illegally Yours, nothing?
No.
Movies, man.
Yeah. Young Blood is hockey, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta watch that one.
Your pops and Patrick Swayze hockey.
Ooh, Patrick Swayze's cool. Maybe I'll just fast forward the Rob stuff. I could do that.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Get to the real stuff.
Just get to Swayze.
Sure, get to Swayze.
Sure.
And now you're in a very funny, successful show of your own. Of course, obviously, your dad's in it as well. And you're great in it, brother. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's honestly so fun to do a show with him. It's like, I know that I'll have that forever, and it's very sweet, and I love it.
Well, and I'm happy to say I fell asleep to season one every night.
My man, fall asleep to my show, please. Our show. Both of our shows.
And I have to say again, for those who just tuned in, I'm not falling asleep because of his show. He said that, all right.
Yes.
To fall asleep.
That's how you take offense to that.
NFL Game Day highlights, me, Mooch, and Prime was truly one of my favorite things to do. We loved doing that show together.
That was legitimately a formative show for me.
Awesome.
Yes.
I love hearing that. I can't wait to tell those guys that too because we truly loved doing it the same way.
Run it back.
Deion, I mean, Mooch and I are ready to do it. I think Deion's kind of, you know, he's
busy.
Coaching.
Yeah. A little busy. Deion's a bit busy, yeah.
He's coaching.
Yeah. I've been following that. That's you fun know, to follow.
I, for sure. But we loved doing that. I mean, we had so much fun. I remember the kicker, Rob Baronis. We always used to sing My Sharona whenever he made a kick. Another, the one time when, all right, I'll just tell this story.
Please.
Do you remember Najee Davenport, the running back?
Yeah.
Okay. He was good at his job and then got in trouble because he broke into the house of allegedly or...
Oh, I think it's allegedly.
Is it? Or whatever.
I think it's allegedly.
Broke into an individual's house with whom he had an issue with and went potty in the closet.
Wait, you got to put it in John Owen terms. He went number two.
Okay, very good. Nicely done.
I like that. That was quick.
He went number two.
Okay.
So whenever he would say, catch a pass out of the backfield, we called it a dump pass. And you know, yeah, but the ultimate was when we got a highlight and the team that he was playing for went for the 2-point conversion and they went for two with Najee. That basically ended the highlight and any of us being able to say three words together on the spot.
Oh my
God. So much giggling.
We were like children. Like little kids.
But it translated. It was there was an authenticity of that show of you guys that
Matt.
Like really, really, it was a great watch. It reminded me of like TNT, the basketball, you know, Shaq.
Inside the NBA, that is the highest compliment.
That's what it reminded me of, honestly. Before I think around the time, maybe before they were doing it?
No. We came well after. They were already quite established.
It's you guys first.
Thank you. Okay. See, you are a great guest. Your dad doesn't know what the hell
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
About a damn thing. You don't need any honing. You don't need a hone to do a damn thing.
Thank you, sir.
And again, this is pretty cool, man. You know, from where we first met and here we are now, you doing what you're doing and being a guest here, it's pretty cool.
Isn't that surreal? It's really crazy.
Life is amazing, sir. Yeah. At Johnny Lowe on Instagram, check out Unstable, all of season one right now. And as of tomorrow, season two will be available for streaming. Great to see you, brother.
So fun.
Anytime. Johnny Lowe, John Owen Lowe, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We are back to wrap things up. What's going on with the Jets? In a second.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe, that's B-L-E-A-V, podcast, wherever you listen.
So you guys don't have unique names.
What do you mean, see, you guys?
Saying,
what do you saying, mean by that?
I'm just saying. There's no one saying, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, I'm going to name my baby Tom. That's not how it works. Tom is too simple. Shaquille, Alshon, these are unique names that people will name their kids. I promise you. Steve, am I right? Steve, am I right or wrong?
Steve is not laughing. He's not looking at you, and he is leaning as far from the
Steve is a regular name.
Well, that's not
Steve is a regular name.
Steve is the name that folks can pronounce.
Oh, see, now Steve has another name.
Wow.
Steve, what's your other name?
My real name, which is three people called me, my mama, my grandma,
and my wife is actually Steve-on.
Now,
S-T-E-V-O-N-N-E.
Now, Steve-on. Steve-on. Stevie- had you used that name? Had you used that name, right? You're the legend you are. Had you used that name, do you know what would have happened? In any city you played in, everybody had a baby with a name, their baby, Steve-on. You know what would happen. You know what's up. I don't care what city you played in. Carolina, Baltimore, whatever city you played in, that city would have had babies with that name.
Santa Monica.
Every time you score a touchdown, they'd be like, I'm naming my baby Steve-on. Well, right? You know him, right?
Well, Steve-on. Thanks for coming on, Steve-on. Thanks for coming on, Steve-on.
You got a
Richie. Even mentioning that name right now, a few light bulbs went off. This baby is due tomorrow perfect.
Y'all some dirtbags.
That clip makes me laugh every time. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Fun show again. Just looked at my phone, saw the Yankees are a few outs away from sweeping the Phillies. They're up 6-4, bottom 7.
DJ LeMahieu.
All grand six slam. Runs driven in by LeMahieu. A grand slam and a two-run double.
I saw the slam earlier.
Maybe. So,
Speaking of slams, Jackson Holiday, first career home run grand slam.
Good
today.
For him. Because he's back. He came out and he came back down. They seasoned him. Well, that would be... Hey, if that kid plays like the top prospect in Major League Baseball, you add him to the mix top of August for the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. That's the way you counter Jazz Chisholm.
Yee!
Jazz hands.
Oh, God. So if the Yankees finish off the sweep of the Phillies, that would mean 5 straight wins since Bill Simmons tweeted about how terrible the Yankees are.
Did you
are.
See that he tweeted yesterday?
What'd he do?
Boy, I regret this tweet.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
I mean, some people other than me noticed, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. You know, the training camp season is long, and it takes a while to finish up, and you're trying to figure out what to make heads or tails out of and what means something or not. Video coming out, was it a couple times of Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson having an animated conversation on the sideline where it looks like – voices may be raised. It looks certainly demonstrative, and you know, there's a lot of lip readers, and you can try and hear what they're saying to each other. And you know, both of them are basically saying it's much ado about nothing. And before I, if you will, weigh in on the subject matter, let's hear from both of them. Both of them were asked about it today. Here's first Garrett Wilson on the subject.
I mean, those videos, they look a certain way, and you know, we're both passionate guys out on the football field, you know. And I mean, I was just telling Jared, like, I'm a different guy out on the field than I am, you know, whenever y'all see me after the game or whatever it may be. And Aaron's kind of the same way. So it's really just a conversation that we're both like-minded. You know, we're trying to figure out a way to attack our defense. And he'll tell me why he needed me at this depth. You know, I'll play receiver. So I'm like, man, I was open here. You know, that's just how I am, you know. And with that, it may look how it looks on social. And honestly, I try not to worry about it too much because – it's not real, you know. When me and him are out there having those conversations, and you know, getting the way we are, we're getting better. You know, we're getting better. We're gaining an understanding for each other and the way we go about things, the way we think, and internal the game or interpret the game. So it's truly enlightening for me every time we have convos like that. And you know, despite how it may look, and just because I am an emotional, passionate guy, so when we lose, and it might, you know, I might look a certain way, but in reality, all those conversations, those things are helping me, you know, to be better for Aaron, because he can make your life real easy.
That's Garrett Wilson on the subject matter. Here's Aaron Rodgers now.
Okay.
There's often appearance versus reality in life and on the football field, and what it appears to be might not always be what the reality actually is. As far as whether or not we're upset with each other, we're just passionately talking about the details of a situation that might not have to do with either of us. So G and I got a great relationship. We spend time together off the field. On the field, there's a way of doing things that we both agree on. And when it doesn't look exactly how we want it to, sometimes there's some side conversations that that happen. I love those conversations, though. I mean, it's about the details. It's about winning. It's about seeing what he sees. You know, he's got to get on my page, but I got to get on his page, too, because he's got a whole book that I need to understand fully of skill set and ability and feel and rhythm and all the different things that he does out there. So those are good conversations. They might appear to be much more heated than they are, but there's usually a smile on our face afterwards, at least one of us.
All right. You know who also loves that conversation between the two of them? I love it. I love it, man. Love it. It's great. It's training camp. It's like 95 degrees out, 100 degrees out. You got two alpha guys who think they know how to do it better or best, or the way that they're trying to communicate with each other. It's demonstrative. Who cares? And by the way, this is players' laboratories, man. Now everybody's got a camera and shouldn't, you know what I mean? Sometimes there's going to be arguments. There's sometimes, Chris, you know, you and I will have an argument in front of everybody.
Yeah, we're seeing things different thought, different right. opinion, and that's fine and constructive.
Of course, I think so, especially when you realize I'm right at the end.
Here, coach.
No, and we all have it here. You know what I mean? And
me and Del Tufo yelled at each other about half an hour ago.
But we're not. There are no fans standing by here, you know, with cameras while filming we're going everything. Through our no, while right. we're going through our pre-show conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And I kind of think it's healthy. And of course, everybody. But well, you know, they're just saying it. And plus, you know. This is also part and parcel. Like, if not to keep revisiting this, but if Rodgers had more than four snaps last year, he'd already know the book
right.
that he's trying to learn.
Right.
He'd already know the book. He'd know tendencies. He'd know, like, they had 17 games together last year. They wouldn't be having to go through this right now, but this is rolling that same rock up that same hill again. Yeah. And Rodgers has to know. He knows. Of course he does. If he's going to go where he wants to go by the end of his career, that kid is going to help lead him and sometimes needs the leadership. And the same thing, Garrett Wilson, I can personally attest to this. He from the Ohio State is not used to have his brains beaten in. He is not used to everything that's happened to him since he left campus, you know, at Columbus, with the exception of, you know, one Saturday in November. Well, no, listen. But in all seriousness, he's not used to it. And who's going to get him out of it? Number eight.
Got to get used to that.
I know that. I kind of dig it. We shouldn't be seeing it.
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about with the missing the OTAs and stuff. Is it going to matter on game day?
Well, I mean.
Probably not. I mean, just a sideline discussion that's made public.
You don't think that there's video of one point where Irvin's going at it with Aikman somewhere?
Come on, you know there is.
You know what I mean? Like,
the thing is, no camera phones back then. Yeah. So it's, you know.
Well, I'm talking about even during a game.
I'm sure it happened.
They need each other. They know they need each other. They know they can be special together. That's the way I'm taking it. One last thing, too. I'm not against access at all. Clearly. I mean, I hosted a show called Total Access for years,
we
you know?
We need it to and live.
And the Hard Knock show with the Giants is spectacular. Spectacular. And the fact that you saw last night during the draft, Joe Shane taking phone calls from Chris Ballard and Joe Douglas. Yep. Interestingly enough, we heard what Chris Ballard offered the Giants to move all the way up from 15 to 6, offering 15, a 2 this year and a 2 next year. Can you imagine if Joe Shane said yes to that?
Oh, man.
No way.
No way.
But Chris Ballard had to take his shot saying, okay, you didn't get your quarterback, and we feel like you're not sitting there to take J.J. McCarthy. So we're going to move up and say, maybe you can get your guy down at 15, and we'll take our shot at that. And you heard Joe Shane say, all right, did he say I'll get back to you and then hung up the phone base? Because, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And then they did not reveal what the Jets offered.
Yeah, Joe Douglas called basically immediately after. And we didn't hear.
He said, no, we're going to stay.
Yeah, you know? He said, we're staying. We're picking.
Which leads me to believe, did Ballard okay go ahead and reveal what I offered, and the Jets were like, don't do that? I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Maybe.
And of course, people will say it means, well, the Jets weren't into, you know, Olu Fashanu or Fashanu, who they drafted for their line, and that the Colts weren't into, you know, the rest of their picks.
No, I think that's just a due diligence thing. I think the Giants didn't get a quarterback. We knew they loved Drake May.
Let's see if we could get a Dunze or Neighbors.
Right. Let's call, see if one of the receivers.
I think that's who the Jets were calling for, and I think that's who the Colts were calling for.
Yeah, I think so.
Or it could have even been Brock Bowers from some of the rumors, you know.
Well, he was mocked to the Jets a lot.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to speak that into existence.
I loved it. I'm curious to see what team okays it for next year. Because
I hope they do.
It was fascinating.
I hope they do. It really is. Right. You think it's the best Hard Knocks ever.
I think so. There. It was just in terms of access and the information that we learned.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And I appreciate the Giants and Joe Shane and the Daboll and saying, you know, give them the check mark on all this stuff. Because it has been fascinating and amazing.
Please watch it, everybody.
We'll check out all of this on Thursday, too.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast from season 4. I'm glad that it's over.
As we know now that season 5 is supposed to be one of our better seasons.
Obviously, the tattoo storyline, you know how I feel about that.
You hating that storyline brought me a lot of joy because I kept waiting to see how it was going to keep going and then how they would somehow settle it.
Binge seasons 1 through 4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.